You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy holidays. It's Christmas Eve for a lot of people right now, so we're pre-recording this this week. So it is Monday in our time right now, but happy holidays to everyone. This is Elizabeth from Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope everybody has an amazing holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. You celebrate Christmas, spend some time with your family. And otherwise, everyone, spend time with your family. Enjoy the weather. If you're into the cold and you're in a place that's cold, go out and enjoy that snow. It's only here for a few months of the year. And if you don't like the cold like myself, stay inside, cuddle up by that fireplace, throw on the warm blankets, get a cup of hot cocoa, and relax and enjoy.
Yes, we're doing a fireside chat today. I'm along the coast for Christmas right now. I'm in SoCal. Along the coast, I can see the ocean out my window right now. The sun is setting. It's beautiful weather. I think it's been close between 65 to 80.
Oh, I think she meant to say it's close to 65 and 80 degrees out there. And I'm on the other side of the spectrum where I'm. Oh, there we go. We're back. Elizabeth, I believe you're back now. We had a little bit of an internet interruption there. There we go. Yes, I'm on the other side of the spectrum with it being close to the negatives. I'm in the past few days, it's been in the negative 20 range. For in Toronto, I'm in the 1 to 2 feet of snow daily, and it's beautiful. It's going to be a white Christmas, as everyone says.
That's awesome. Yeah, in California, on New Year's Day, they all jump in the ocean for the polar bear plunge. So this is going to be interesting next week. But so we have some big, exciting news today. We're also doing a fireside chat, as we said before. So first off, some big things had happened this last week. We launched our AI base token on Thursday. We hit an all-time high of 1.66 million USD. On E. That was our market cap on our all-time high. So we launched that last week. We have holders in our chat on AI Signal and AI Base, which are two tokens that are token gated. If you're staking those, and that's our big thing this week, we're staking our tokens. If you're staking your tokens, you get access to the bots. You get to try them out. So the people that are on AI Signal, if they stake 5.1 mil or greater, they get access to the bots on the trading signals. If you're an AI base and you're staking, I think it's 6.9 mil or greater, you get access to the bots. The bots are releasing on Thursday. But in the interim, we have a big push that we've announced. And so we're here for our fireside chat. You've probably been seeing the fireplaces glowing all over the Wi-Fi on the last 24 hours, and you see our fire. Oh goodness, fireplace burning on our live stream. So you've probably been seeing that too. We announced this also. If you're staked in either our AI Signal or AI Base, which means to stake, it means that you buy tokens. So go ahead and buy tokens on AI Signal or AI Base. And if you bought the tokens and then you stake them, which means that you put them like in a holding pattern, you get access to the bots if you're holding a certain amount. But we're also doing a big giveaway for rewards. So we're doing a giveaway and we're randomly generating wallets that are going to get a reward, like a prize. And we're sending those out to those wallets. And while we're live right now, while we're live right now, we're going to announce the 8 digits that have to be in your wallet. And if those 8 digits are in the wallet that you're staked with, and you go ahead and you go into our chat, it's the AI Base Verify Telegram, and you go into our chat and leave a message, whoever's first to leave the message is going to get one of the grand prizes. And so it's an eight digit that's randomly generated. We generated an eight digit random. I want you all to check your wallets. So make sure you look at the wallets that you staked with. It could be any amount that's staked. The grand prizes are for people who are staked 5 million or greater. They're gonna get the grand prize amount. Anybody else who comes in and has any random amount will get one of the lower level prizes, but the grand prize will be given to whoever posts it first in our chat with the eight digits and say that they have those eight digits in their wallet number, because there's 42 combo in the wallet. And if they have eight of those digits in their wallet and they post it first in chat and they're staked over 5 million, they're gonna get the grand prize. If anybody else comes in and they have those eight digits, they'll get another prize if they're less than the 5 million staked. And so we're gonna give out that number randomly throughout the show. So if you're listening, it might be in your best interest to go ahead and buy some tokens and stake them, because at the end, we're gonna give out the eight digit number. But we wanted to announce that first so y'all know. So anybody who staked an AI signal or staked an AI base and then has these eight digits in their wallet number, any random order, comes into our chat first. Whoever comes into the chat first wins the prize. If you're staked over 5 million, you're gonna get the grand prize for this week. And we're gonna do this again next week too. So if you missed out this week, we have the opportunity to do it next week. We're gonna be live again on New Year's Eve. And right now we're live again on Christmas Eve. We just wanna bring some holiday cheer and bring some fun and excitement to the space. Stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned to the end. So we're gonna give out those eight digits. We're gonna want you to check your wallet. You have an hour from the time we announce it to bring it into the chat and say that you have those eight digits, and whoever comes in first into our Telegram and announces those eight digits that they have their wallet and we verify will win the grand prize if it's over 5 million staked. And if you're somebody else who just did any amount and you happen to have those eight digits and you come into chat, you'll win one of the other prizes. But I just wanted to put that out there now so y'all know. We're trying to bring holiday cheer. Maybe that's some extra cash for Christmas presents or to treat yourself in for the holidays. But we wanted to bring that out. That's why we've been putting fireplaces everywhere. We're doing a fireside chat tonight, but wanted to just talk about this in the beginning, and then we'll wrap up the show and recap this again and then give you the eight-digit code.
Yes, yes. So everybody, for the fireside chat, there's one rule, and you don't have to follow it, but I recommend it. Sit by your fireplace, relax, tune into the live stream, and join us in a calm, exciting holiday Christmas Eve chat about everything that's been happening in the market. And stay tuned to the end. You don't want to miss it. Get in, check your wallets, and try to win. But make sure you have a SIG and a base, and they're staked. And
right.
It's definitely in your best interest to try. The prizes are amazing.
Right. And so we'll announce it in our chat. But it's rewarding everybody. We're coming to the end of the year and we want to reward everybody. Again, we launched AI Base on Thursday, and then we launched AI Signal over a year ago. So it's our way of giving back plus bringing some cheer to the holiday. But wrapping that up, ETH is on the bounce back up when we're talking good, talking again right now and recording this. So that's positive news. ETH is back on the bounce up. We always have that pullback at the end of the year because people have to rearrange their portfolios. Just don't forget that tax laws may be changing in 2025, hopefully in the favor for crypto, but we won't know until next year. And whatever you make gains in this year goes into your tax year for 2024. So I'm optimistic. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Whatever happens in 2025 on tax laws is unknown. We've been getting hints in hopeful thinking that crypto tax laws are going to be more favorable for us, which is great. And again, I'm a California USA business, so I'm in crypto. And so that's supposed to be favorable for US businesses in crypto, and also for people who are in crypto trading that are US based. We're supposed to have favorable tax laws, but it can change. You never know. I'm still optimistic, and I'm holding out till next year is my goal. So at the end of the year, they always rearrange their portfolios. You guys have to understand this, like on stocks, bonds, futures, options, the corporations rearrange their portfolios. They sell off their losers to hedge their tax gains that they have made over the years. So they'll sell off their losing portfolios so that they can balance out for their taxes for 2024. So this always happens at the end of the year, and we're at that end right now. And so people in crypto, maybe they made a lot of money and they're trying to take losses or something, because actually crypto is up. So don't forget that. And then we're gonna talk a little bit about holidays and traditions in a minute, but I wanted to give you all like a market update, what's been going on, all the exciting things that we've have happened in the last 7 days, all the exciting things are going to be happening in the next 7 days. Even though we're in the holiday season, we're still here, still working around the clock 24/7, no sleep, and practicing our family traditions while we're working with the phone. That's the benefits of being mobile. It's the benefits of having an app and being able to trade from your phone. It's the benefits of being in this industry, is that we're able to do things remotely anywhere in the world. As long as we have Wi-Fi, our cell phone, our laptop, we're still here for you, but we're still able to spend time with our family and friends and practice our traditions while we're helping out all those other people in crypto and in AI at the same time. So we're still here, but we also have that, you know, we are human, kind of.
Not AI.
The AI's from the future, but we still practice our traditions too, which we're going to talk about as some of our traditions. Like, I was making cookies while I was talking to holders yesterday and creating AI and working with my devs. I was like making dips and cookies and homemade blue cheese dressing and all these things that are part of my tradition that you'll hear about in a little bit while I was working. But that's the benefit, right? That's the benefit of being able to be remote and working in this industry, is that we can still do the things that we love while we do that. And that's why we built out all these tools and Dragon Pro, so that you can do anything that you want to do and still have your life and work from your phone or your laptop or trade from your phone or laptop, so that you have the freedom to do what you want to do while you're practicing like your traditions or being with your family or friends or being all over the world. That's the goal.
Exactly. And you know, it's all possible and more, especially in the future with Dragon Pro. All you need is 5 minutes, 15 minutes to set up all your portfolio. It's all super simple and easy. And you can get, and you can go on with the rest of your day. Set up your auto buys, set up your auto sell points, and just let the AI work for you. We do it ourselves right now. We have AIs everywhere, chat in our chats that talk and answer questions. We have an AI, Elizabeth, who's in the chat and answers questions and talks to people with a voice that sounds very similar, if not exactly the same, that I've gotten confused maybe about 100 times to this point. And every AI that's been built has helped us, and it's going to help you to be able to spend more time doing the things that you love and spending time with your loved ones and your friends and your family and taking on additional passions and maybe taking on a new pastime. And it's all because it's all enabled by AI, and it really helps us. And it's really something that everyone should become more familiar with because of how useful and how beneficial it is to society and to everything at this point. It's jumping into every industry, and it's allowing people to do what they want. And it's allowed me as of recently to spend more time with my family and take part of the traditions, like we said, and we're going to talk over our traditions now and go over some of our traditions. Maybe you guys can relate with some of them. And one of the big ones, and I know a lot of people can relate, if you have kids, is the elf on the shelf. A little creepy elf that travels around the house during the Christmas time every day, starting from December 1st. And it does all these cool and funky things and hides in different places and leaves different notes in the morning or leaves gifts every morning, maybe even some mornings. Doesn't have to be every morning. It comes in to leaves a gift. And it reminds us that one day closer to the day of giving, and that's what Christmas and these holidays are all about, is giving and giving back and helping others and giving things that you think they might not need and showing that you care. A lot of people aren't good at showing that they're good givers, and this is their chance to show that they're good at giving and also receiving. Because me personally, myself, I'm not a great receiver, and I've learned that I'm a horrible receiver. But after all these years, I've and especially talking with Elizabeth, I've become a lot better of a receiver, because you can rely on other people, and if you talk to them, you can become a really good receiver.
So tell us, we haven't practiced the Elf on the Shelf in my family growing up, but wait. So tell us, we always see the memes of Elf on the Shelf, which is hilarious. They're so funny. So tell us one of the funniest Elf on the Shelf places that's PG rated that your family has done that you remember, that's like distinctive, that's funny, that you remember that your family has done.
The most memorable one for me is in the summer. I always loved to go zip lining in the mountains or on the ski resorts. They're just zip lines that run across the entire resort. And my little sister loves it as well. So we took a piece of rope from, like, it's a Christmas style rope. It's got red and white, and we strung it all the way from the front door of the house to the back door of the house. And we had all the Elf on the Shelf zip lining in the middle of the house for the entire day.
That's taking, so funny. Taking, oh my candies, God, so
cute. Candy canes and everything across with it. And it was so memorable because every time you have to duck under it, we'd take a candy cane or one of the other chocolates that was attached to the rope, and you just take it and go about with your day.
That's so cute. That's adorable. I love it. I like it when you can tie in like your events and the things that you love about like your normal day-to-day life, and then it becomes part of Elf on the Shelf because it recreates those memories that you've already had, and then it like makes the elf recreate those memories. So it's like a double emotional positive thing, right? That's great. Like my favorite thing is like carnivals and amusement parks, because I'm from SoCal, so we have Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, Magic Mountain, Universal Studios, like all within an hour and a half of driving. And so that was my favorite thing. And they would have like trains and stuff. And so my favorite thing is like trains, and then also like mini amusement park stuff. So they'd always have these little decorations on Christmas. I'm a Christmas fiend. And so I would have like almost a storage full of Christmas decorations because I love Christmas so much. But one of my little displays is amusement park stuff. So I had Ferris wheels and little miniature popcorn makers and like little different, like at the carnivals, you can throw balls to try and get the giant stuffed animal prizes. And so I'd love like winning stuffed animals. So I'd have like stuffed animals all over the place and like little miniature amusement park minis, but they were all Christmas themed. And I even had like polar bears sliding down a miniature little mountain, which they're all like minis. Gosh. Yeah. So I'm like, so it like brought back my favorite things that I love to do, but they were in minis and Christmas style. So that's like you doing Elf on the Shelf with a zip line reminds me of that. That's like one of my favorite things. And then our tradition too is having a train that goes around the base of the Christmas tree. And so my dad was into trains. And so I became like passionate about trains. And in fact, outside my window right now, because I'm looking at the ocean, the train goes by here. And so like trains are my favorite thing. Like just seeing trains is one of my favorite things. So every time I hear the noise of a train, I'm happy. And then like seeing, and we have like the train that goes around the base of the tree, you turn it on and it just keeps going in circles around the tree. That's like one of our traditions that my family that we grew up on.
I'd say that's very similar to us and the Elf on the Shelf. But in addition to that, the pickle game. And the pickle game is where
your favorite thing.
that's an inside joke. And it's because I do not like pickles whatsoever. I do not like the sour. I do not like the flavor of pickles.
I love pickles. They're my favorite thing. Pickles and olives are my favorite. And I know you don't like pickles at all, but a pickle in the tree is one of the other traditions. So talk about that.
Yes. So every Christmas morning, there is a pickle that is hidden inside of the Christmas tree. And the person who finds the pickle, it's like good luck. Almost. You find it, you get good luck, but you also get an additional gift. And the gift isn't about yourself. And it teaches people to be selfless. It's a gift for the family or a gift for others. And you get the gift. And the whole idea of it is you're supposed to play that game, or you're supposed to give that gift to somebody else. Or you open it yourself if you're by yourself. But it's always a game in the morning to wake up, find it in the tree, and whoever finds it first gets it. So one of the most memorable stories is my dad getting pushed into the tree to try to find it because we couldn't find it for over 45 minutes.
Oh my, oh my, oh my.
He was the one who hit it and wouldn't tell us where it was. So a little sister had an idea to push him into the tree to see if it was on the opposite side of it, because the tree's in the corner of our family room. So
some fun times.
He did find it.
Was he the one that hit it though? You said yeah.
He was the one who hit it, but he did find it. He was forced to find it.
Oh my. I bet he was really happy about that one. The next year he probably made it really, really easy for y'all to find.
No, he laid the opportunity to hide it onto me. So now this year I'm gonna have to hide it.
And oh my.
Last year I had to hide it. So if anything happens and I fall into the back of the tree, you guys will know next week.
So talking about Christmas trees, that's the other thing that's my favorite memory too, is going to a Christmas tree farm. So Christmas tree farms, like if you go into the mountains, they have farms where you can cut down your own tree. And so I love the smell of pine needles and Christmas trees. And we would go up there and we would cut down the Christmas tree. And I know a lot of people that back up to the nature preserve, there are certain areas where you're allowed to cut down to help with deforestation. I can't talk. And so like there's different areas in like Northern Cal where you're allowed to cut down trees because it's helping with the fires. Like if there's two, they're thinning out the trees. And so they allow certain areas with a permit. But then there's also Christmas tree farms where they grow these Christmas trees, and then you go and you get to cut down your own tree, so it's fresh. And then going around in the Christmas trees, so now all the majors like Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and Target will have Christmas trees that are live that they put in their parking lot that people can buy. But the best experience was going to like the Christmas tree farm and cutting it down. But there's a tradition that we used to do because we have a big family, is like run around the Christmas trees and play tag. So there's like thousands of trees and you run around the Christmas tree. Well, probably not a thousand, but there's lots of trees. And even like the Christmas tree, quote unquote, farms that are in the parking lots, run around the Christmas trees and play tag. But we go and get cocoa before and then run around and then the Christmas trees, play tag. And then I bet the Christmas tree people loved us. and then then pick out the Christmas tree, but bringing it home and smelling that pine in the home is like my favorite thing. Like it's one of my memories. And so, and then having that, and then also having the pine cones that smell like cinnamon. So when you walk into the house, you smell fresh Christmas trees and the pine cones with cinnamon. That's one of our favorite memories. And that's a tradition that we keep carrying on. And even as adults running around playing tag, looking for a tree, we still sometimes do that. Don't tell anybody, but it's fun because it's like we have pictures of us doing it and then pictures as adults doing it. So, but it's like whatever. It's one of our favorite things.
Gotta let the inner child come out, right? You have to. That's the best part about the Christmas season, is letting everybody like be kids again, right?
Be a kid. Fun. Yeah, that's what's so great about holidays and being reminiscent and being around your family, is like you revert to being a little kid again because you're back with your family and like all.
Oh, I'll let her continue her thought.
Little kid again. I mean, like you end up being back in that role that you were as a kid too, but it's fun. Like I'm so like being in SoCal, I always come back wherever I am in the world. I come back for Christmas, back to hometown, like to be with family. And so like I'm super happy right now. Like I miss my hometown, but I also love traveling the world. So let's think of another tradition. What was another tradition that you had? Or a food?
We can do either because the traditions, I feel like they don't end. And one of them
Did
being, oh
I
no,
lose me or lose you here?
you lost yourself.
So anyway, I think we might have lost Joseph for a minute there. I don't hear you. So I'll say one of the traditions then, if you can hear me. No, I can't hear you. So go out and come back in. So I'll tell you like one of our traditions on our food. So I've been carried on a tradition since I was little. We do this thing. It's a 12-course meal for my ancestors came over originally from I don't know how many grandparents ago. They came over from one set of my grandparents came over from Czechoslovakia. So that's when Czechoslovakia was existing, and now it's Slovakia and Czech. It's split off, but they're from a long time ago. I can't remember how many ancestors ago it was, but we've carried on the tradition ever since. And so we do a 12-course meal where we might have lost Joseph.
No, I'm
We
here.
do it. Okay, great.
We're good. We're
Okay,
good.
good. Awesome. I can't see. So we do a 12-course meal. And so I've been cooking for the last 2 to 3 days. I always prepare for it. I make homemade pierogies from scratch. So I make out the dough, cook the potatoes, grate the cheese, cook it in onions and butter, make everyone hungry right now. But I make my pierogies from scratch twice a year, which is on the holidays for Easter and for Christmas. And we have a 12-course meal because one of the traditions is that back then they used to put a carp in the bathtub for good luck. And then cook the carp for the fish for the dinner, and then have a 12-course meal for feast on Christmas Eve. And so we've modified that tradition, but we still do the 12-course meal. So I make homemade blue cheese dressing with salad. I make appetizers, dips, onion dip, which is like one of our traditional dips for people who know. And then spinach dip is one of our other dips that we've carried on and like created new traditions out of it. And then we also make homemade pierogies, and then we have kolache, which is like a nut roll. It's a pastry that you make by scratch. You fill it with like a nut sugary thing, roll it up, and when you cut it, it looks like a pinwheel, but they're called kolache. And so that's one of the traditions that I went back to Czech like 4 or 5 years ago to try and find it, and I can't find it, but I didn't go to Slovakia to see. The pastries have evolved over there, but we've carried on the tradition from that. And then we make crescent cookies, which is a cream cheese, butter, almond, vanilla, sugary, powder sugary cookie. And now I'm getting hungry thinking about it, and I still have to finish cooking. But we freeze the dough and then shape it like a crescent moon and then bake them. So all this food is super, super, super rich. And then the other thing, we've replaced the carp. I don't even think I've ever eaten carp in my life, but
Oh, my.
we've replaced the carp. So like it evolved from going from like swordfish to sea bass to scallops. And now my tradition that I've been carrying on is I do a crab boil. So we do crab because crab is on sale usually like Christmas time and New Year's time. And so we do a crab boil with shrimp and like little tiny lobsters. And so it's a crab boil cooked in Zatarain's and stuff, but that's like part of the 12-course meal now. And then vegetables and dessert and homemade pecan pie. So, like talking
Oh.
about all this food is probably not a good idea. I've been cooking
Oh
all
my
day,
goodness.
but not eating except for soup today.
I'm hungry. You've got me. I
But
haven't eaten dinner yet, so this is like the perfect topic to have, the food.
it's 3 days. I'm cooking for 3 days, and since we launched last Thursday, I've been working while I'm cooking, covered in flour. The house just smells like garlic and butter. It's all these rich, rich, rich foods, which I love, but It's so rich that you can pretty much only eat them like once a year because it takes like a month to get over the richness because everything is like butter and sugar and cheese and onions and garlic. It's like all the rich stuff. And the house just smells like it smells amazing, but it's very strong. But it's a tradition that I carry on. And so, like every year, I cook the 12-course meal for everybody, and they all come over for Christmas Eve. And then we celebrate that with our food. But I've been cooking for 3 days so that I can work at from like 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day and like take care of everybody on our launches and our holders and everybody else and make sure that we're around. But like I'm cooking covered in flour while I'm also like working, which see, like I'm saying, that's the benefit of being remote and being on your cell phone or being on your laptop and working with AI and working in crypto. So you can be anywhere in the world doing anything and get it down to a science where you can still do these things that you love, keep your traditions up, but also work at the same time or trade at the same time. So what's some of your traditional foods?
Oh, we have the it's a it's okay, it's a bit of an odd one. But it's on the Greek side of my family, so I'm half Greek, half Italian. And on the Greek side, we have a big pita. It's a spinach pita that we have on the table
Okay.
every Christmas morning. And we always get together with family to have it. And there's a coin in it, and it's usually like a dollar or something. In Canada, yes, we have dollar coins. We call them loonies. And it's wrapped up in tin foil, and it's placed randomly inside of the big wheel shape of pita. So it's a bunch of layered dough with spinach and cheese,
Do they
feta
cook it
cheese.
inside
Yes, it's
it?
cooked. Yes,
Oh
it's cooked
my.
inside. And it's sliced up evenly into pieces for who's there, plus the house. So the house also has a piece. So house means everybody who's present. And whoever gets that dollar or that coin is considered lucky for the year, and they've been blessed by the pita. So it's the 1 year, every year, one person out of the entire family or everybody gets to be lucky.
Okay, so if the house gets the slice, that means the whole house gets to be lucky. And if one
Exactly.
person gets it, so how many years have you got it recently, like in the
Zero.
last 5? Oh no, maybe you're gonna get
I
it
have
this year.
never been lucky
You have
enough to
to,
get
you need to cook your own and like have like a
it.
mini one just for you with the coin in it so you can be lucky. You know, like those mini pizzas, like you have to do like a little mini pizza for you and like with the coin in it so you can be lucky.
That would ruin it, but
I know.
I do need some luck.
Oh, you have plenty of luck. You don't need
But you
that
make your own
for
luck. You make your own
it.
luck and you make your own opportunities. So as much as it would be nice to win it, AI
Right.
helps me
You
make
already
my
have
own
luck.
luck. I already have luck. I make it myself.
How fun is that though? So I'm trying to think, let me think of some others. So
I know there's one that we share.
our Christmas tradition.
Yes.
So say it so I know, because there's so many traditions I have.
Poppers.
Oh, okay. So poppers we created recently because of traveling the world or like all over. Poppers are like a lot in Europe, and so poppers we put it on our. Oh, I have another one too. So we put poppers on the table. So on the spread for the 12-course meal, it's very fancy. Like we use oh my goodness, I can't think right now. So we use all of our best china, all of our decorations, candles. The table is spread is like very fancy, very formal too, because you're having a very rich meal that you're celebrating with your family. So you want it to be decadent, like you want it to be like important for everybody. And so we have chargers underneath the plates too, and like gold silverware and china
Wait, did you say chargers underneath
candles.
the plates?
Yeah, so chargers is like a fake plate that goes under the plates to make it decorative, like gold.
Okay.
Like you can see gold sticking out from the bottom. It's called a charger. And then you put the china on top of it.
I've
And then we
never
have
known the name.
different. And then we have different layers of china. So you have your solid plate and your soup bowl. Oh, we also make kachunki soup, which is a sauerkraut soup. That's one of the 12 courses. So I get to make that too. So my house is going to smell like sauerkraut and onions and garlic and butter and fettuccine and cookies and pine trees and
sensory overload.
Right. So yeah, so like you come into my house or wherever we're at and it's just like down the hall and out the street, everyone can smell it. But so one of the things like that your family and our family has had is the popper. So a popper is it's a decorative looking roll, I guess, with it's wrapped up with ribbons on each side and you pull at them. And when you pull at them, they make a pop noise because it has like a little miniature gunpowder like something in it.
Gunpowder, spark match, whatever it
right,
is.
So it sparks and it pops open. And when it pops open, you get a little prize, like a little mini prize. Plus you get a paper crown and then sometimes a joke. Like it usually has a joke in it. And so we put those on the table. Yeah. So we put them on the table and that's the first thing we do after we say prayers or we bless. And so we pop and then everyone has the crowns on their head for most of the dinner. But we do another thing too, because again, I'm Slavic and Roman Catholic and Byzantine, and we do a blessing we do honey on the forehead and we eat honey and garlic. And so it's for the bitter and the sweet of the coming year. The more garlic you eat is the less bitter you're going to have for the coming year. And then the honey's for the taste for the sweet. So you can have the contrast of the good and the bad. But the more garlic you eat, the less bitter your next year is going to be. So we eat huge cloves of garlic before we have our dinner. And then we rub coins together for prosperity in the next year. That's another one of our traditions with the poppers.
Oh, the garlic. Oh, God. See,
I love garlic. That's why, knock on wood, I've had like 4 colds in my whole entire life. I know I sound tired right now, but I don't have a cold. But we've grown up on a lot of garlic. So like garlic is prevalent.
It's second nature.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kept
for me also. But I pick up on the taste. I pick up on it. If there's garlic in something, I know.
I love garlic, though.
I can't do a lot of it.
I love, 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 love garlic. People around me probably don't because I have garlic smelling hands, garlic smelling breath, garlic smelling clothes. So brushing teeth and having gum is a good thing after you've eaten a lot of garlic. So that's one of the traditions. So what's another tradition?
Oh, we could get into probably, I'd have to say it's probably my favorite tradition of them all. And it's, okay. It's another Greek one. And
okay,
it's almost like Easter, but one of your gifts will be hidden. It doesn't have your name on it. And it'll be under the Christmas tree. It'll be piled up around all the other gifts and it won't have your name on it. And what you have to do is you have to open it. And if it's not your gift, you have to guess which family member's gift it is. And if after you open it.
Okay, well, then you can kind of get a hint on knowing your family.
Yeah, but Greek families are usually very, very, very big, which is why it's good. And we usually do it with my family, my grandparents, and close cousins. And you have to guess whose gift it is. And there's only been 1 year out of the 24 years that I've done it, 23 years, but probably going to be 24 now, the years that we've done Christmas, that we've got it right. Every single person's got the right gift. And if everybody gets the right gift, then the grandparents, so in Greek, it's a yam papu, they give a prize to everybody. And every year it's a competition and there's always some arguments or some fun things that happen around the Christmas tree. Everyone starts, oh, no, that looks like it's my size. But it's always things that you can't guess. So it'd be like a tool or it would be an appliance or a cup or a hat or something so that no one can really say, oh,
it's from an
extra large size sweatshirt. So it's got to be this person.
Oh,
so it's always.
And so is there only one gift or they do gifts for everybody?
It's a gift for everybody. There's
and then you have to figure out who they are. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. It's a fun one.
So you guys never guessed all of them, right?
Once.
Oh my, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's a good one.
So we're coming near a close too. So we probably should wrap up. We've talked about just like we've scratched the surface on our traditions. There's so many traditions.
There's so many more.
Like, it's my favorite holiday. I'm sure all of you listeners have your own tradition. So you have to think of like being in the holidays again, being with family and friends, coming back to your hometowns if you're coming back to visit, or reaching out to people that you haven't talked to in a long time, or family members that can't come to visit you. So like, think about all the traditions that you grew up with, the traditions that you carry forward with, because like the only way that kind of we remember our ancestors, that we remember our family, that we keep close to them, that we have that bond, are like the traditions that we carry forward with and the traditions that we remember. It's the memories that we create and the memories that we carry forward with us into the future generations that are going to remember our ancestors and our past and keep those things alive. And so that's why I think traditions are so important. It's the thing that bonds all of us together. And then we find commonality with others that share the same type of traditions. And then we can create new memories and new traditions with the people that come into our lives. And that's what I love about the holiday season. And I love about the different things that we carry forward with us. But we're coming to a wrap. And so we're going to try and make this holiday great for some lucky winners random. Right. So I'm going to recap what we're doing. So we have AI signal bot.xyz and we have AI base bot.xyz. If you go on there, you can get access to our Telegram, our Twitter, and our other socials. We again launched AI signal over a year ago on December 14th was our anniversary date. We launched AI base bot last Thursday. I think it was December 19th. And so it's kind of like our tradition. We've launched a token every year right now. So anybody who goes on and buys any of the tokens, you can buy one token or you can buy 5 million plus tokens. It's up to you. And if you stake those tokens and it's in our staking pool on AI Basebot or it's on our staking pool on AI Signalbot, which means that you buy the token and then you stake it through the contract, you stake it through our website. And we called out we're calling out 8 random digit number. And if your wallet has these 8, they have to have these 8. It can be in any order in your 42 digit wallet address. If your wallet address has these 8 digits in it, and you're staked over 5.1 mil or greater in either base or in signal, you're going to get to one of the grand prizes. If you staked anything under than that, that's okay too. You'll get a prize. But we're going to give it to the grand prize will only be given to one person on the first person who says that that's in their wallet. And they come into our chat in Telegram and announces, that's my wallet. I have those digits in my wallet. And then we'll confirm with you that you have those digits. You're going to win. And we're going to do it this Tuesday from an hour from when we close the show. And then also next Tuesday, we'll do another random generated one. But the digits right now, so you all know, get ready to look at your wallets. I'm going to give the digits out right now. It is, hold on, I'm finding the digits. It is 23U, as in ukulele, Z as in zebra, M as in Mary, 6, B as in boy, and the number 8. So if your wallet has those 8 digits in it anywhere in your wallet, and you're staked with AI signal or AI base on the tokens, and you come into our chat and you announce that you have your wallet staked with those digits, and you're over 5 million, you're gonna get the grand prize. If you're the first person that announces it is the one that wins, you have to do it within an hour after this show. It can't be like rest of the week. It has to be within an hour of this show. And then if you have under 5 million and you come in, you'll get one of the other prizes, but we're giving it to the first person who announces it and comes into our chat. So check your wallets and like look at your wallet. So when you buy AI Signal, you buy AI Base and you stake it, you have a wallet that you use like through MetaMask or Coinbase or whoever you're using. It has 42 digits in your wallet. So if you have those 8 numbers in the wallet, make sure you come into our chat and tell us. Again, I'll read it one more time.
Yeah.
It is 23 U Z M as in Mary, 6 B as in boy, 8. So 23 U ukulele, Z zebra, M as in Mary, 6 B as in boy, 8. If you have those 8, you have to have all 8 numbers in your wallet. It can be in any random order, though. They don't have to be together. And the first person who comes in, again, will get the grand prize if they're over 5 million staked. And then the other person, if you come in, you're under 5 million. So anybody can stake, anybody can buy. Make sure that you bought tokens. It's all within this next hour from the time that the show closes. For the next hour, you know, we'll open it up for 2 hours. It's going to be late, though. It's Christmas Eve. Yeah, it is Christmas Eve, though. So within 2 hours after the show closing, and then we'll generate again another one throughout the week. We've been having our fireside chat. So we want to close it up, and we want to wish you all a very happy holidays.
Yes.
For those celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas Eve. For those celebrating other holidays, we wish you the best holidays, too. Hope that you all spend time with your family, your friends, your loved ones. You do your traditions. You carry on those memories from the past. You create new memories with everybody in the future. You create new friends. Also, probably take on some new traditions. Try out tagging a Christmas tree lot and drink some cocoa if you want to. Joseph, you want to wish people happy holidays too?
Happy holidays, everybody. Make sure that you spend time with your family, your friends, your loved ones. Go and call them if they're not near you. Make sure you let everyone know that you're there and you care for them. It's not always about being present always. You can always, everyone's always a phone call away. Make sure they know that you care and that you, and that you're looking out for them. It's not always about being there and giving them gifts. If you're not as fortunate to be able to give a gift, you always calling and letting somebody know that you're there for them is the best gift that you can give. And it's, and just make sure that everybody knows that, and go and have fun. Find a pickle in a tree. Go find an elf on a shelf. Drink some cocoa. Right. Make the house smell with amazing food and scents and aromas. Light a candle. Oh,
create those memories. Yeah. Have a happy holiday. We'll be doing it again next week, and we'll be on New Year's Eve. So
yay!
Here's to a great 2025. Here's great end of the year. Have fun. Have the freedom. Do what you love to do. Spend time with your family and friends. And then we're all going to see you next week.
Yes, thank you, guys. Yes. Thank you, everybody. Happy holidays once
again. Happy holidays.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Lizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.